Keep taking notes. There will be a test later. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
It appears to me, that the Democrats like the beach a lot more than your average person. After all, in places like California and Cape Cod, the sand is magnificent. And they are bright blue strongholds of Democratic politics. The Jersey Shore and oceanfront property in Seattle are also fine waterfront places that are also deep blue, politically speaking. And it seems the Democrats are getting a stronger grip on power in such places. But I ask, at what cost? At what cost? Every day, it seems, in response to not being in charge here in America, they act out like petulant children throwing a tantrum. That inability to control themselves and their volatile anger was on full display once again Monday night in front of the Supreme Court, where activists and professional victims waited to fill in the blank of Donald Trump's choice to fill the vacancy left in the Supreme Court by the retirement of Anthony Kennedy. If it weren't so damn sad, it would be funny. It is nothing less than pathetic to watch adults sit down and scribble the name of Brett Kavanaugh on placards and denounce him as a radical far-right fringe choice. He's not, of course, but he was selected by President Donald Trump, and that's enough for the far left to go apoplectic for the 609th consecutive day. Yes, my friends, it has been 609 days since Donald Trump crushed Hillary Clinton in the Electoral College to win the presidency in a walkaway. Sadly, these professional protesters don't even know who Judge Kavanaugh is or anything about anything he's ever written. They're only doing what they're told. The term useful idiot comes to mind. Kavanaugh, let me tell you about Kavanaugh and his radicalism, all right? Just so you have a good appreciation of what the left is so concerned about. Kavanaugh is so radical that he's okay being cisgendered. He lives in the suburbs of Maryland, attends a Catholic church, coaches his daughter's basketball team, and, well, he loves his wife. Outrageous. He is so out of control that he has been a highly respected member of the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals for a dozen years and authored more than 300 decisions. He is unbelievable and a far-right fringe person. The truth is, Kavanaugh is a family man who has achieved great things in his law career. He is respected by his peers and considered infinitely qualified for a seat on the United States Supreme Court. The Democratic Party has taken several big steps recently towards securing the coast for liberal elites and creating a regional political force for decades to come. The problem is, that will be all that is left for the left. The monumental upset of longtime Congressman Joe Crowley by millennial Democratic Socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York's 14th Congressional District marks the official end of the Democrats as a party of mainstream American voters. The extreme positions that Ocasio-Cortez campaigned on are far removed from the people outside the bubble of Georgetown, D.C., Los Angeles, and New York. Protesting in the streets to demand immigration and customs enforcement be destroyed, our borders be opened, and at the same time telling anyone that will listen they are best qualified to lead the nation is not resonating anywhere in the heart of the country. Not anywhere. I ask you to look around for the next day and week, my friends. Look around. You will see Trump signs beginning to bloom. Watch this phenomenon unfold. It is telling, and it is another early indication, once again, of the rising populist wave that will, once again, catch the oblivious Democrats off guard. They'll protest in the streets and say terrible things about Brett Kavanaugh. They'll demand that we get rid of ICE and open our borders, and they will be completely tone-deaf through all of it. They have no idea how much that turns people off in Michigan and Ohio and Indiana and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and North Carolina and, yes, as far south as Florida. People don't care for that sort of thing. They don't like it a bit. They don't think that America should be open for anybody to come and go as they please. They don't like it a bit. In fact, the socialist move to attack law enforcement, the rule of law, embrace sanctuary cities, eliminate ICE, and ignore laws they don't like puts them an ocean apart from groups of people that used to be reliable Democratic voters. Former Democratic voters, in fact, are fleeing in waves from the party. The hashtag walkaway movement is gathering steam and momentum every day. When Democrats stand on the courthouse steps and scream that Judge Brett Kavanaugh will end access to abortion in America, destroy gun control efforts, turn back the clock centuries, and defend the president against Bob Mueller's investigation at any cost, honest, hardworking Americans know better. We know better about what the truth really is. And the truth is, the left has no message. And worse, the left has no popular mandate for the total government control of health care, education, the mud puddles in your yard, the food you eat, the electricity you use, the words you speak, or the thoughts you have. The left is frantic to have control over your life, and every time it slips further away, the more delirious they become. As a result of the extremists on the left hanging over the Democratic Party, many that are teachers, plumbers, salesmen, daycare workers, and a thousand other things are just leaving. They know that all of the doom and gloom just isn't true, and they believe Judge Brett Kavanaugh should be treated like a human being. Not the Antichrist, but more like the Sunday school teacher he actually is. That's the way Americans believe Brett Kavanaugh should be treated, fairly. Fairly. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.